The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Swan Alley, which is located between Thomas Street and Hanbury Lane in Dublin 8, has long been a source of discussion among members of the South Central Area Committee of Dublin City Council. And last night it was gated shut due to the ongoing issues related to drug use, antisocial behaviour and illegal dumping. And I'm joined now by Brendan Brady of Brady Associates on Mead Street and Leslie Byrne, Dublin City Councillor with the Social Democrats, to discuss. You're both very welcome. Brendan, I might come to you first of all. You obviously run a business on Mead Street, but you are against this lane being closed. Is that right?
Hi, Ciara. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I would be against closing the lane. I think that, it should be a last resort that we start surrendering our public spaces to antisocial behaviour. I think these issues have to be managed and tackled, not removed from public use.
Okay. I'll come to Leslie first, but I'm going to come back to you on what way you mean by managed and tackled. Leslie, I'm sure there's quite a lot of people, particularly in the area, would agree with Brendan. Closing this lane, you're ceding to antisocial behaviour and you're withdrawing public space from ordinary citizens.
Yeah, well, I can understand that point, but it probably doesn't really speak to the complexity of the issue over the years. There's been countless amount of complaints from residents who have felt unsafe. The problems were so deeply entrenched, and there was just a sense that actually had gone on for so long and hadn't been tackled early enough is probably the problem, that it had reached a point. And it's interesting that Brendan used the word last resort, because that's exactly the wording that I used when speaking about it. As a social democrat, and I'm also a secondary school principal, the last thing that I would ever want to see is public space being closed. But I do think this particular laneway had reached a point where it was absolute last resort. And I think that really speaks to the point of how do we make sure that this doesn't happen in other parts of the city. And we need to see Swan Alley as an example of actually what will end up happening to more public space if we don't really seriously start to tackle antisocial behaviour in the city.
Okay, this is, by my reckoning, I think the third lane that's closed in the last number of years, all for the same reason, not in exactly in your ward, but in other parts of the city. But all for the same reason, drug use, antisocial behaviour, all of those things. Brendan mentioned, and I'm still staying with you, Leslie, Brendan mentioned that this is not the way to tackle that. But what other options do, for example, Dublin City Council have with regard to tackling that level of antisocial behaviour? What should you be doing, or what could you be doing differently?
Well, look, I don't think that the closing of a lane is a solution in itself, really. I think it's just absolutely treating a cause. So what we need to be doing is getting in really early. All over the city, there are places that we know are dumping grounds, where there is not enough waste enforcement, where there's not enough policing. And then also there's areas of the city where there's huge deprivation, huge social inequality. And we know that, it's evidence-based, that supporting through youth intervention, through funding youth clubs well in the area, funding drug rehabilitation centres well in these particular areas will all support it. But no one area can tackle it by itself. And it requires joint-up thinking, which I think is missing at local government level at times, but also even at national government level times. I mean, these are areas that should be really well policed, really well looked after in terms of waste management. It should be bright, it should be airy, it should be colourful. We should be thinking of other uses for the lanes, like, there's other jurisdictions that have put beautiful play spaces into their lanes, beautiful colour spaces into their lanes. And these things need to happen as soon as an issue arises. And unfortunately with Swan Alley, this issue had just gone on for years and years and years, hadn't been tackled, and we were left with no other choice, really.
I'm going to read both of you a text that's come in from Aoife. Aoife says, I fully support the laneway closures. I too work in Dublin 8 and I see people using that lane to buy, sell, inject and smoke drugs, as well as using it as a toilet. It is disgusting for locals and for tourists alike. I've never seen guards patrolling these laneways, so there is no deterrent. People deserve better. Brendan, Aoife has a point, and I'm not familiar truthfully with Swan Alley, but I'm familiar with some of the lanes around Dublin, and I use one myself very regularly because I happen to use it because I park my car down off one of the kind of the back lanes in Dublin. And I see, I would say 50% of the time I am in that lane, and I'm in the lane at different times every day. People injecting drugs, people using it as a toilet. I've seen people stripping off their clothes. I've seen people fornicating. I've seen people do all sorts of things in the laneway. It is a very difficult problem to deal with, no? And I know Leslie was making the point of turning it into a bright and airy, colourful play area. I have no idea how you would do that, certainly in the lane I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, look, there is, you know, what I would say to that is what you don't do is close the lane. You know, these are problems that, you know, we antisocial behaviour exists everywhere. And every time we encounter a problem with antisocial behaviour, we don't remove a public space or close a laneway. My concern is that, you know, it's rather than being the exception, it appears that it's starting to become the norm. You know, there are several laneways that have been closed since 2023. Mm-hmm. Harbour Court off Abbey Street, St. Ignatius Road, Dublin 7, Nottingham Street, Dublin 1, East Wall. So it's not really a last resort. It seems to be this is the path of least resistance. And, you know, it's easier to close the laneway than to actually manage the problem.
Are they really areas, you know, you're saying we're losing public space. I mean, very few people use these lanes. They were not designed for some as like plazas. They were designed for access. The one I use is an access laneway. And these were all shortcuts or access laneways for the backs of, I suppose, the old houses in Dublin. Is it not a bit naive to think that the guards who are already to the pin of their collar trying to cover a large area of the cities can be down in what are essentially the nooks and crannies of the city? Do you know what I mean? And that's why this behaviour is taking place there, because in the lane I'm thinking of, what they do is they sort of build a wall of dustbins. They put all the bins along, the wheelie bins along, and they go behind the wheelie bins and that's where they use the drugs. Is it not kind of... naive to think that the guards can be down every little nook and cranny of the city?
No, well, I mean, if you go to other cities around Europe and, you know, they have laneways and alleyways, they add to the charm and the character of a city. I think that if you make them public and open and bright and people know that they can walk through there, people will use them. But the other thing is... we're not actually fixing the problem here. You know, we've closed a laneway. We removed the public space that, you know, maybe not a lot of people used, but they did use them. They can no longer use that. And you're just moving the problem elsewhere. You're not actually fixing anything. You're not helping the people who are using drugs or maybe suffer from addiction. You're not solving the crime. You're basically just moving the problem elsewhere.
That's true, but in fairness, Brendan, drug use exists, drug addiction exists. These are issues in society, and I'm not sure that we will ever have a society where they don't exist, will we?
Well, exactly. So that's the point, and why I think we need to accept that rather than close public spaces. I mean, we have to. We're not going to fix that, or we're not helping anything. And we're just removing a space from the public that people could use. People like myself. I mean, I use that laneway regularly, a couple of times a week. And now that has been removed, and just moving the problem on elsewhere.
Leslie, Brendan makes a fair point. That is what's happening here, isn't it? That's what you're doing.
He makes an absolutely fair point, but I also think there needs to be a fair point made that that residents deserve to feel safe and to live in an area where there's not open drug dealing, where there's not waste, and that they actually felt intimidated there. So I think there is two, you know, we have to be capable of holding two thoughts in our head at once here. And just around, you know, the open drug dealing, I mean, we know it's a huge issue across the city, right? And mm-hmm. I know that closing a laneway doesn't solve it. But as a secondary school principal who works day in, day out with teenagers, what I would say is that when you allow an area to become such a known area for open drug dealing, it actually makes it really enticing and really easy for young people that may never have got involved or may never have come across it. If they habitually and continually see it in the same place, they're much more likely to get drawn into it. And I don't think that it's naive or that it's idealistic to expect that our Gardaí will patrol streets. And as you said, Ciara, the nooks and crannies of cities are probably all over the place known that is sometimes where areas can become a little bit dangerous and need a little bit more support and policing. And I... see, like, I'm, you know, my approach with everything I do, probably from my education background, is always a restorative measures, always trauma-informed approaches. So the closing and punitive, and it is punitive for the community in a way to close that lane, would absolutely never be anything that I would advocate for in any strong fashion, unless that it absolutely got to a point where the types of interventions that are being suggested are what needs to happen.
Loads of people texting. Someone says closing the lane is not going to stop people abusing the space. It will actually make them abuse it more because there's more privacy for them to use it. Well, it's actually going to be gated, so they're not going to be able to get in there. To tackle antisocial behaviour, says another listener, first stop calling it that. Call it what it is, criminal behaviour. And someone else says, if we can't stop drug use and antisocial behaviour in a small lane, what hope do we have for the rest of the city? Can I ask you one question before I let you go, Leslie? And it's not a trick question or designed to ambush you, but I'm more interested in your opinion as somebody who lives and works in the city and is also a school principal and as well as being a councillor. Constantly we have calls for the decriminalisation and the legalisation of drugs, and yet we complain at the same time that our city is awash with drugs. Are those two things not in some ways mutually exclusive? The more we use drugs, the more we're going to see drugs on our streets. The more we legalise and decriminalise and become more permissive, I suppose, towards drugs, the more people use them. Are we getting the balance right between, I suppose, our attitudes, which have become more lenient towards drugs, and then us being appalled at the fact that people are using drugs left, right and centre? You can't walk around Dublin city centre without smelling weed on any given street. And most of the laneways, or as I said, the nooks and crannies, you will see hard drugs being used.
Well, I think, you know, from that perspective, what we're actually talking about there is a health-led approach to drugs, and that completely changes the lens in which you look at the problem. So if we are consistently criminalised drug users, what we're actually doing there is criminalising a lot of people who've probably grown up in poverty and trauma. And if we had a health-led approach to that, that sees those people as victims of social inequality and policies that have been designed to keep them in living in poverty, then we would probably look at it very differently. And, you know, prohibition has no history of working really in any spaces. And what we have done now is we've made millionaires out of drug dealers because we have criminalised it. So I would love to see a health-led approach that would look at the decriminalisation of some drugs and would also treat people who are in addiction as people who need the support of our health services, and they don't need to be simply just policed. We're policing poverty when we do that. And like from the Social Democrats' point of view and from an educational political sphere, that's the approach I'd love us to take.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. I'm very interested in both your opinions. That was Leslie Byrne there, Social Democrats councillor, and Brendan Brady of Brazy Associates of Mead Street. Let us know what you think. Someone else's text to say closing lanes in a city centre is evidence of total neglect by the city council and the guards. It deprives the public of public access routes. It's a cop out to avoid spending money that is required to fix the problems. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.